HarperCollins presents Begin Again. How we got here and where we might go, our human story so far. Written, illustrated, and read by Oliver Jeffers. Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Mary Oliver, The Summer Day, House of Light, 1990. To Arne, my advisor, fellow navigator and friend, who helped me gather this book out of the chaos of my mind. Where did we begin? With fire, I suppose. The surprise of fire changed our path explosively. It moved us up the ladder, freed the energy from our bellies to our brains that would create words, see patterns, tell stories, invent the future. No, wait. We began before that. We began with our hands. We needed to light those fires somehow. We picked up debris, put it together, and made tools. A stick and a stone bound to each other became a hammer. Somewhere along the road came a wheel, a drill, a phone, a space rocket. We used these things, at first to simply survive, then to explore, then control, and then play. For the first time, we had time. Time to consider beauty, to make for the pleasure of making, live without thought of death. No, wait. Really, we began before even that. When we emerged on dry land, stood on 2 feet, put one in front of the other, and kept walking. It is our feet that take us where we want to go. But where do we want to go? If the predictions were true, we'd be living in space by now. All of us. Beyond the air we breathe, and heading further yet. Our sustenance coming from pills. But we are not. We are still here, on this dry land, where we've always been, on which we have now drawn imaginary lines so we know who we are and who we are not, where we belong and where we do not. Taking what we want when we want it. The kings of our castles, on our islands of isolation, admired by strangers. Safe from those strangers. And remember, in a world full of strangers, we all need to come from somewhere. Though when you look from far enough, it is clear we all come from Earth, so there is only us. We seek only earthly contentment. After all, we are still simple creatures. Which is why we are drawn to an open fire. The sound of a violin. Why we embrace the touch of wood and warm light. People like to feel warm, both on the skin and in the heart. Really, what we mostly want is each other. When you think about it, we enjoy giving the right thing more than having it. And the first thing we do after laughing at a good joke or hearing a good story is think, who can we tell it to? That's how it always was. The slow passing of stories to and for each other. Stories that gave us safe harbor and an idea of where we fit in the long line of time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?